I'm April Lunston for KDB. As part of the Music Academy of the West's ongoing summer festival series, this week's Concerto Night performance takes place Saturday, July 24th at the Granada Theater in downtown Santa Barbara. The concert features four soloists from the Academy, winners of this year's concerto competition finals: violinist Xi Lau, cellist Brooke Speltz, pianist Shijun Wang, and clarinetist Gabriel Campos. We caught up with guest conductor, Maestro Daniel Hege, of the Syracuse and Wichita Symphony Orchestras during rehearsal at the Music Academy's Hahn Hall to find out more about this unique performance. Concerto Night's a bit different than the Summer Festival's other concerts. Can you briefly describe the Concerto Night concept?
The players who audition for Concerto Night are not seasoned concerto players. They come to the camp to get a great orchestral playing experience, and this is one of the activities they do, is to audition to see if they can win with a concerto to play with the orchestra. It's a great thing for the rest of the orchestra to accompany their colleagues. Of course, many people audition for it, and only a few are chosen. So it's really a very special kind of event.
And what about the music? You don't receive the music until shortly before the performance?
That's correct. They had the concerto competition a week ago last weekend, and it was, I think, Sunday afternoon I was told about what the pieces were. So I started to work right away. I met the soloists for the first time yesterday, and I didn't know their names, and I listened to them play. We haven't even really had a chance to talk. Interestingly, I've gotten exposed to their musical personality as players, but not very much to the personality as far as talking about anything.
Is that usually different, the musical personality versus their personality, or can you kind of tell what someone's like from how they play?
Sometimes you can tell how someone might be based on their personality, just talking to them, you can tell how they might play. But oftentimes, not the case at all. Oftentimes you might talk to someone who appears to be shy, but they get their instrument in their hand, and they start playing, and they can be very much an extrovert and exude this kind of just love for the music, like an actor.
How do you prepare for a performance like this when you're given the music so soon?
The most important thing is to really get the score. The score is more important than getting a recording or anything else, in my opinion, because as conductors, we always have to learn the music from the inside out. We have to always know how all the gears are working together from the soloist part to the orchestra part. And then at some point, I will listen to some recordings to see how different people take it, to see if there are different tempos or things like that. And that helps me be prepared for how a soloist might go off in different directions or to be flexible for a certain interpretation.
So does that mean that the soloist can sort of bring their own style to the piece and then you sort of have to adapt based on what they're bringing?
It really depends on the piece in many ways. If you're looking at kind of the classical romantic structure like Brahms, the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor, first movement, which we're playing, is very symphonic in nature. That is to say that it has a full orchestra exposition that we play by ourselves. And the kinds of things that we're playing, the pianist is going to also play. Therefore, the soloist can come with his or her idea of the style, but that has to really be shared with the orchestra so that we match. And it has to be in a certain kind of tradition, the way the composer would have imagined it.
What are you hoping to instill in the young musicians that you're working with?
I think for the concerto accompaniments, I want to give the soloist a sense of real confidence, a sense of freedom up there, so that they don't feel like they have to fit into a straitjacket. I think it's very important for the soloist. This is a big deal. It's a very big deal for a soloist to play in front of the orchestra for their peers and for the audience, and it could be their first time. And so the conductor has to try to create an atmosphere where they feel very comfortable, very confident, and that, listen, I'm going to be there for you kind of thing. For the players in the orchestra, I want them to have the sense of playing chamber music with their colleagues. So they are also responding to me and the conducting, but they're really listening as closely as they can and doing everything they can to enhance the performance.
Well, thanks for talking to us today, Maestro Hege. For more information about Saturday's Concerto Night concert or about the Music Academy's Summer Festival series, visit musicacademy.org. In Santa Barbara, I'm April Lunston for KDB Radio.